SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin muli ang visionary life coach at inspirational speaker na si Fidelis Cruz. Magandang araw!
Hello, Annalyn. Lovely to be back.
Yes, being a life coach, Fidelis, I know that you have clients who come to you, ask you, how do you look smart for an interview? Last time we have talked about going back to work, but this time, how to get a job.
Yeah, so it's going to be amazing. I mean, I chat with a lot of clients in relation to how to, you know, build that confidence to get into the workplace and have the interview, what they do in the job interview. So I'd love to help and give you some tips on how to prepare for that.
Is there really a specific look that one person needs to have when coming in for a work interview?
No, absolutely not. So everyone's different. And what we really want to push here is just make sure that you look professional, right? It all depends on the industry and the workplace that you're going to. Of course, you have already done your research. You would have already looked at how they work and, you know, what they would wear in the usual day. So what I would say is, look the part. That's the point. And be professional.
Just come clean.
Yeah.
As you have mentioned, building confidence to face an interview, how do you do it?
Yeah, so I've got a few tips on how to prepare for a job interview. And I think one way to really build up your confidence in the interview is research the company. You would have to really research the industry before you go into that interview, because I know they'll be asking questions about, you know, what you know about their business. And this really shows your genuine interest in the work and that you really care about the position that you've really applied for. So, yeah, that's number one, is really doing your research and knowing about the business and how you can help them.
Yeah, and in the first place, you don't apply for a work that you don't really know and you don't really like, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So really, really research, because there are a lot of people that do apply for jobs, but then they don't, you know, they only know a certain part of the business. And then when it comes to the interview, they get stuck, because when a question comes up that is a much broader question for the business, they get stuck and they don't know what to say. So don't be caught with that, and just make sure you know the business well.
And how do you prevent yourself from being a know-it-all person?
Yeah, so, so in an interview, there'd be two things would probably come up. One would be asking questions about your accomplishment and what you're good at and your strengths, right?
Yeah.
We all face that. What is your strength and what is your weakness? I think number one is, know your skills and be clear on that and how you're going to share that. But at the same time, when we talk about our weakness, that's the time when we can share our vulnerability. And I love Brené Brown. That's what she says. Vulnerability is builds connection. So when we do share about our weaknesses, it is a place where we have a chance to say, you know, this is my weakness, but this is how I've overcome or how I can overcome it.
So
I think that's one way that we can share our vulnerability and how we are ready to grow as well, and grow with the company.
I know that when you are in an interview, you usually have jitters. How do you prevent jitters?
And I think everyone goes through that, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I do that too. And so, I mean, just, you know, what I do is I think, okay, the person that's interviewing me is in the same place. We're in the same boat, because they could be having the jitters too. It could be the first time that they're interviewing someone, you know. And so we are both in the same boat. And, so just thinking that way, that, you know, you're not the only one. They might be feeling the same way. And so just having that moment to go, okay, they might feel the same way. So I'm just going to be confident and I'm just going to share what I can genuinely and how I really want to have this job and how much it means to me. So yeah, just being genuine and open when you're in the interview as well.
And as you have mentioned earlier, it's important to know your skills and build your confidence and be just positive about the interview.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't want to get caught up with the questions, I think the most important one as well is write down the three questions you don't want to be asked. Right? Write them down. What you're afraid of, what could happen. Like, just write down the three questions that could be asked that you don't want them to ask you, so that you can then have a prepared answer for that. So if it does come up, you're prepared and you're not caught off guard, because you know, if that's what's causing anxiety and causing you to feel nervous, then you need to really tackle those questions. And
And so, to end, it's not about what you wear, it's about your confidence.
Absolutely. And can I just share one quick thing as well with that, is that really visualize yourself in the interview. And I always say this to my clients as well, is that you need to visualize yourself that you are already there. So this really gets rid of that that anxious anxiety feeling of, oh no, what's going to happen? We've got the jitters. You know, have a look at your body language and your posture, and then just have that confidence and visualize yourself doing it. So when you get in your mind, you've already mentally prepared yourself that, you know what, I've already been here, I've done this in my mind, and this is a normal place for me to be right now. So,
yay, thank you very much. Good tips and advice for those who will be facing interviews.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and next time we'll be talking about the importance of community and connection when it comes to entrepreneurs or doing business.
Wonderful. See you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.